whatever you want. Not so disturbed, because now when they woke up in the morning, thank you. seconds he must sit down. The next second he would roll about in the dust. The next second he would decorate it with many different kinds of flowers. The next second he would call out loud, "Where is my life and soul, Krishna?" No.
Between saw a chariot with a flare. Personality asked again, "Is this the house of my brother? Is this the house of my brother?" Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
This describes one of the kirtans of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
and life. But as soon as Mahaprabhu went outside, everyone touched. In an ocean of ecstasy, people offered full obeisances from all directions. And everyone, being moved by extraordinary devotional feelings, offered prayers according to their realization. So I want to just talk to the two devotees in the back. We are trying to concentrate on Nityananda, and you are talking. If you wish to continue talking, there are wonderful opportunities where you can really talk loud and happily and not disturb. If you want to listen, you're very much welcome to listen. There were millions of people who millions of people, not a few, and they floated in an ocean of ecstasy. There were thousands of kirtan groups, not just one, but I just imagine, you know, there were these millions of people, they needed a few kirtan groups, a few epicenters of kirtan. And they all sang in transcendental ecstasy. In this way, Lord Chaitanya, day and night, filled the entire world with the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. This kirtan apparently went on day and night, not just for a few hours. You know, you need that, a long time of chanting, before you actually arrive. See, at this moment there were just two very devotees from this area. There is an inner dialogue going on. Every time the mind is talking, even when you sit in kirtan, these devotees just showed us an example of what we do 24 hours a day, and we should be grateful for them, to them. We always
outer or inner, we are just not. wave begins to
expand in concentric circles.
So it says here that this
even the best of the yogis and sages. This is the Kirtan movement of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. My dear devotees, if you have realized it or not, today I will tell you a secret. This is the movement you have joined. Have you already joined, or are you still outside? Ask the question if you have joined already, or your mind is still keeping you outside on the edge of Kirtan. Only if you go into the center of the Kirtan and stop being on the edge where your mind is still dialoguing and so on, only when you go into the center of the Kirtan, you will experience true spiritual life. O brothers, bhaja bhaja, are bhai, bhai means brothers, and you know, sisters are also included, huh? Bhaja bhaja, are bhai, O brothers, Chaitanya Charane, the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, worship them. By hearing about what I'm about to tell you, you will become free from the bondage of ignorance. Just worship the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, who is the crest jewel among sannyasis. By remembering him, one is liberated from all material miseries. You should see Sharanga Thakur after he has read 3 hours each morning, and he comes, he looks like the sun. It is very difficult for me, a resident of the material world, to look into his brilliant eyes because Chaitanya Maha. And then I asked him, so what's the newest Leela? As the Lord and his devotees saw everyone engaged in congregational chanting, they floated in an ocean of ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw these different kirtan groups, when he saw how everyone responded to the kirtan, then he was floating in an ocean of ecstasy. It is said that the tears which flew from Lord Chaitanya's eyes were as voluminous as the stream of Mother Ganga. I can't imagine this, but I have heard that when Gauranga danced in Puri, that the tears sprinkled like this, like a fountain, out of it, you know, and it made everyone totally wet, you know. It just came over him. So, but here it is described that even more water came. It looked like Mother Ganga flowing in the four directions. So he must have cried in to the east. Lord Chaitanya must have cried to the west. He must have cried to the north, and he must have cried to the south, and inundated the whole place. It is described that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw these different Sankirtan parties which chanted there, he danced in all of them. He performed this miracle. Viva Lera Graganya Nityananda Roy Kakonodoriya Tandre Apanena Chai. Lord Nityananda was on the first place of those who were overwhelmed with ecstasy. Sometimes he would grab the Lord and induce him to dance. So it is described now. Now we go into Nityananda. He was overwhelmed with ecstasy, and he would always be around Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He would sometimes protect Gauranga Mahaprabhu's space so that Gauranga could dance freely. He would also sometimes catch him when Gauranga Mahaprabhu lost his balance, and he would sometimes also catch him when he was rolling too long in the dust. So sometimes Lord Nityananda danced with the Lord. They danced in pairs. He remained overwhelmed in his own ecstatic love. Now, as this was going on, Mahaprabhu would sometimes shout, and it was so loud that it sounded like the roar of a lion. Have you ever heard the roar of a lion next to your ear? I also have not heard it, and I'm also not particularly interested to hear this, because I think I would die, you know, it must sound so wild. But I have heard the roar of a lion from a distance, and that was already enough. If you want to hear how Mahaprabhu shouted, go on YouTube and hear a lion roaring, and then you have some idea. But you have to put it on the highest volume of a Pink Floyd concert. You know, what is it called? Loudspeakers. Then you get it a little bit. It was so loud that it would have cracked everyone's eardrums. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu protected the eardrums of his devotees, so there were no accidents in the oral, on the audio channel, you know, of the devotees. So when Lord Shiva saw Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya dance, then it became, you know, he started to dance in the higher spheres. I once heard how Michael Jackson, the late dancer and entertainer, was describing what he felt when he was on a stage with people dancing, you know, and music. He said, "I feel," he was a religious man, "I feel as if the whole universe dances, and I'm dancing. It is not my dancing, it is the Lord who makes me dance." So he is some feeling of a person. This is good, some romantic, sentimental feeling. But I think this feeling is somewhere imitated. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda danced, it was a universal dance. The universe became the dancing floor. And Shiva, Brahma, and all the others were participating. There is a song which describes that Yamaraj was fainting, the god of death was fainting, seeing the chanting and dancing. And Shita Gupta was bewildered, because now he could throw away the list of karmic reactions which he had prepared for those who were in the kirtan, you know. Because those who were in the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, all their karma and everything was taken away, and there was love of God had given to them. In this way, everyone floated in an ocean of ecstasy. The entire world was delivered by the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur, as a spiritual author, will now do something in his writing which is of importance for us. Maybe up till now, you could afford to just listen, like, oh yes, this was nice, but it has nothing to do with me. I'm from the Balkans. These are times which are gone. There are no real kirtans and no real Vaishnavas any longer. This experience is something I will never have in my life. But there was a very interesting situation. After the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and gave darshan to all the devotees. It must have been a kirtan which took place for a few days and nights, and he was sitting. Everyone came to get his darshan. And amongst them was a doubter, a skeptical devotee, someone who had a broken faith. And this, it was a Brahmana who said, I'm so sinful that I did not know the glories of devotional service. I was so degraded that I blasphemed the Vaishnavas. I always would make blasphemous statements like, who can be a Vaishnava in Kali Yuga? And what is this kirtan? O Lord, when I now remember those sinful activities, my heart burns with repentance. I'm now really sincere. I understood that my doubting nature was not good. Can you help me? Because I feel that the results of my doubts just pull me deeper and deeper and deeper, and I don't live a spiritual life. So it is described here. Shuni means hearing. Shuni Prabhu Akaitava Viprera Vachana Hasiya means smiling. Upaya Kahe Sri Sachinandana. On hearing the sincere words of that Brahmana, Sri Sachinandan smiled and gave him the medicine. And he said, listen, O Brahmana, one who has taken poison must drink nectar with the same mouth. Then the effect of the poison will be neutralized. And by the influence of the nectar, his body will become immortal. Now I will explain the meaning of this. So here is an analogy. I think this is very nice also for coaching devotees. You know, when we speak doubting words, when we speak offensive words, when we speak and think negative thoughts, something happens which in psychology is known as the downward moving spiral of negative emotions. You start here, and all of a sudden you are here. What has happened? You have gone into, I think in Croatian we say a roche. Roche? Do we say a roche? Tobogan. A toboggan. It is a toboggan. Toboggan. It's like the word turbo is hidden there in a secret way. Sorry to make it. The toboggan. It is so eine Spiralrutsche in Deutsch, wenn hier deutsche Sprachige da sind. You know, in the amusement parks, they have to go there and then sometimes it's even goes turbo when there's water and you go in the bathing pen. And I have not experienced this, but I have seen in the Kirtan Mela, I think we had such a thing in Germany, you know, and some devotees were This happens also in your emotions, negative thoughts. You start here with some doubts, some criticism, or just mundane talk, and you go down and down and down. Mahaprabhu said, gave this analogy. He said, when you talk bad things, it's like taking poison. You know, do you know what happens in poison? First, you may not feel it, but then all of a sudden you see your lips are black. Now, the ladies may think, oh, how interesting. But that's only the beginning of the poison. Soon, everything else, becomes black and dangerous. So Mahaprabhu now says, with the same mouth with which you drink this poison, you have now to drink nectar. And he said, now I will explain to you. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati has a long purport on this. He says, now you must constantly drink the supreme nectar of chanting the names and qualities of Krishna with the same mouth. You know, take nectar, chant Hare Krishna, that's the simplest way, but also talk about Krishna, you know, talk about his qualities with the same mouth. And then you will see how all of a sudden the direction of your movement is reversed. You go up, 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 up. That is what happens in devotional atmospheres when everyone wants to sing and everyone wants to listen and everyone wants to speak. You know, it's like making a spiritual miracle happen. Miracles can happen when you chant the holy name. I only want to tell you one thing. We in one of the kirtan melas, I think it was one in Mayapur, we have this live streaming, you know, something with the internet, and it goes everywhere now because you have wireless internet even in the desert in Arabia. And we got an email that there was some Arabic tent in some Beduinsky countryski, some Beduin country, and they were singing next to the camels, where the camels were there. You know, miracles can spread even in Kali Yuga like this. Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yat ikshanam, yat vandanam, yat shavanam, yat ahanam, lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham, tasmai subhadra shravase namo nama. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all auspicious Lord Sri Krishna, about whom glorification, remembrance, audience, prayers, hearing and worship can at once cleanse the effects of all sins of the performer. When the name of Krishna enters, when the talk of Krishna enters your heart, and you, by just giving it a little attention, in Kali Yuga, there is this blessing that the sins will go out of your heart, the negativity will go out of the heart, the dullness will go out of the heart, the tamagun will go out of the heart, and you know, problems also will disappear from your life. It spreads from the heart all over, like Vrindavan Das Thakur said, in concentric circles, the bliss of the kirtan made even Brahma and Shiva free from misery and attracted meditative yogis to break their trance and think. My dear devotees, I have tried to give you a modern novel on this. It is a novel which we offer today to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Nityananda. It's called Broken Names. It describes someone who, as you find out later, the doubting side of the author, and the doubting side of each one of us. It describes someone who has a broken faith, who doesn't believe that ecstasy or Krishna consciousness is actually attainable in this age of Kali. And he goes to the holy Dham and meets his guru and a few other very important figures. At the same time, an attack is planned on the Indian parliament. It's very dramatic, you know. The whole country is before absolute disaster. And the two scenes are intertwined. They have a lot to do. It's analogous. The world is out there with the problems, and then a spur to practice there. And it is very, it's written very simple. Everyone can understand it. But those who like to go deep can go to the epilogue, read that, and read the whole thing again, and have it and understand a whole different story. It's something like that. First attempt, not very. I mean, I'm not really expert, but devotees who have read it said it's at least a fascinating reading because there's so much action in there. At least that is there. But there's a lot of spiritual inspirations, and it is my gift to you on this Nityananda appearance day. Unfortunately, I'm not so rich as I would. I have more than enough for doing my service, but I request you for just €2 or €3. If you can't give it, you can get it for free, because there will be a few who can give €2 or €3, and then it's all right. We have calculated like this because some of us are poor. We have printed 300 books of this so that you can take, if you can read English. If you cannot read English, then maybe if devotees like it, it will be translated. But on this day, I really want to read from the Shastra to you, and I want to ask you to please try to invest your faith in this one, in the Gaur Nitai, or Nityananda and Gauranga, and understand their gift to the human society, and see, it's very simple. Those of you who were yesterday at the disciple meeting heard Rupa Goswami's definition of bhakti. Everyone can do it. Even a neophyte like me can do it. You just have to do an activity without own motivation, for the pleasure of Krishna, in a loving or grateful mood, you know, favorable mood. And that is pure bhakti. You may not be able to do it for a whole day, but even 1 second of this, it will become 2 seconds, and that will become 4 seconds, and that will become 8 seconds, and that will become dung, 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 until it is a life of bhakti. It's very simple. It's very accessible. Do you think God will give something impractical? Do you think He doesn't know our struggles? Do you think He doesn't know our doubts? Do you think He doesn't know our weaknesses even? Do you think He is merciful? Or do you think He is cruel? Of course He's merciful, especially in this incarnation of Gauranga Nityananda. I would like to now to sing with you a song to Lord Nityananda, which is here on your boards. We have it written there and there. I don't know. Hopefully you can play this. Daya koro more nitai, daya koro more. Shower your mercy on me. All sadhus say, you are so merciful. You give the right destination to the fallen souls. Jaya Prema Bhakti Data Kichu na kaila bichara Uttama dhamma kichu na kaila bichara Uttama dhamma kichu na kaila bichara
Uttama dhamma kichu na kaila bichara.
Lord Nityananda has a flag. That flag gives prema bhakti. He never discriminates whether one is uttama or adhama, most elevated or most degraded. He gives prema bhakti to one and all.
Prema dhane jaga jane mana kaila sukhi. Oh, তুমি হে নাদায়াতকু আমি কেনে দুখি Nityananda Prabhu gives prema to one and all and makes the whole world happy. You are so merciful. Why am I so unhappy?
Rama Dasa bole ki boliba ame Obhanu Rama Dasa bole খানু রামা দাস বলে কি বলিবা আমি এ বাদাবা রাসা মরে খুলে রাখা খু তুমি Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Thank you.